Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Just read that last piece again. It's like the Gemara. Omar Abelezer, Mizbeach, Pnimi, Mekadish Psilit. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is Mekadish Psilit. As we said, simply when you read his memory, he's not saying any big chidushim other than whatever we learned about Mizbeach HaChitzen. Mizbeach HaOyla is applicable also to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That seems to be all that he's saying. He's trying to apply whatever we learned about Mizbeach. We just learned that the Mizbeach HaOyla is Zemol Olo Yeret. If you put Psulim on the Mizbeach HaOyla, so Zemol Olo Yeret. So Hu Adin, Mizbeach HaPnimi, also Zemol Olo Yeret. And as we said last week, there's two chidushim in that. Number one, that it's not the Mizbeach that the Torah was talking about. The Torah, when the Torah spoke about the Halacha of him all over Yerid, it was talking about the Mizbeach HaChitzen, not the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's number one. And the second Chiddush is that it doesn't have Gizrei Eitzim. It doesn't have a Marocha. Because the Mizbeach is too small to actually have a Marocha. That's the Mikdash Dovitz, the Kuda, that he holds. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. That there's no Marocha. The Gemara says that can't be Rebbe Lezer's Chiddush. Because that's already in the Braisa. Maika Mashma. If that's all Rebbe Lezer is trying to tell you, that whatever the Mizbeach HaChitzen has, as far as the Molo Leyerit, Mizbeach HaPnimi has, that's already in the Braisa. Because Tanina HaNitonim Bifnim, it says clearly, those that are Nitonim Bifnim that you put outside, or the ones that are outside you put inside, it says the Molo Leyerit. So that can't be Rebbe Lezer's Chiddush. Meaning, even though it's a Chiddush, but that can't be Rebbe Lezer's Chiddush. That's already in the Braisa. So I'll call Rebbe Lezer saying something more than that. It says, Digmar Mahasam, if I would just have the Braisa that equates the Mizbeach HaPnimi to Mizbeach HaChitzen, Havamine, Hanimi Lidam Dechozilei. I would say that's only if you put blood, because the Mizbeach HaPnimi has times where you spritz blood on it. So therefore, that's called the Makom Mizbeach. Aval Koimetz, the Loi Chazilei. Koimetz, which clearly is not really from Mizbeach Achitz, Apnimi. Because the Torah says clearly that Loi Saluk Torah is Olof. It says clearly. So I would say, therefore, Amaloi, I would say it does not work. Kamash Malon, that even so. So basically, the Gemara is saying is the Kamash Malon is not only by Dam, not only by Dam is the Mizbeach Pnimi Makadish, but even Ktoris, which never goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's also Makadish. Says the Gemara, Mesa, says clearly Ktoris Zara, which a Yachid made in the Dovah to Beis HaMikdash, Rashi explains, she also will get Mizbeach Teret. Says clearly, Shein l'cho mekadosh psulim al mizbeach achitzim b'royla. You can only be mekadosh psulim by a mizbeach achitzim for something that's roy, for the mizbeach. So, two things l'cho the Mishnah is saying. Number one, you can only put something on a mizbeach which belongs there. It may have a certain psul. It became tamei. It may have some problem, but inherently it belongs there. And number two, it's only Mizbeach HaChitzen. Not Mizbeach HaPnimi. Says Gemara, Chitzen Pnimi Loi. It's Mashma Pnimi Not. Says Gemara, Tritzach. Ktoir Zorosh also Mizbeach HaChitzen Teret. Dafka Mizbeach HaChitzen. She'ein Mizbeach HaChitzen Mekadosh Psulim Elo Roi Loi. So it's the opposite. Fa'apnimi Bein Roi Loi Bein She'ein Roi Loi Ma'itama Ha'iritz Pavai Klishar. So basically what the Gemara is saying is, in conclusion, is that it's the opposite. We were going along with the assumption that Mizbeach HaPnimi is worse than the Mizbeach HaChitzen. not worse, but different. It's not brought down in the Torah that it's Makadosh, right, at all. So we thought that it's a chiddush to say, Bechlal, that this is Dinim Olo Lo Yered. The Kamash one is that not only does it work, but it works better than the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Because the Mizbeach HaChitzen is only Makadosh something which is bad and royal. Just became puzzled along the way. Mizbeach HaPnimi is Makadosh even something that's not royal for it at all. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, why? More sense, because the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a klishores, and the Mizbeach HaChitzen is just a ritzpah. Mizbeach HaPnimi had Meshicha, at least when they originally made it, and therefore it's more like a klishores, and the Mizbeach HaChitzen is like part of the ground of the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't have the same level of Kedusha. That's the Gemara. So, we were struggling in this sugya from beginning to end. We couldn't get heads or tails out of this. Number one, the only mocker we have that is a din in Molo Lo Yerid is Mizbeach HaChitzen. That's where we learn it from. That's the only mocker we have.
Maybe it's that Memela, you would always have thought that a Mizbeach is running in the name of the Molo Lo Yerid. That's only that the Mizbeach HaChitzen is less than we would normally think of Mizbeach, and therefore only
I'm not getting it.
In other words, I would normally think, without the Torah telling us anything that's put on a Mizbeach, whether it's Roy, whether it's not Roy, it's Kaidish, it's a Klisharis, anything goes on a Mizbeach, we never take it down. Push. Comes the Torah to tell us.
Oh, you lost me already completely, but okay, I'm listening to you. I would think if the Torah tells you this is possible, means if you put a Chazar on the Mizbeach, you think it should be okay. You're telling me. Nachas, okay. So where's the line?
So,
the only reason why Chaz doesn't go on a Mizbech because the Torah says Chaz doesn't go on a Mizbech. So the Torah also says that Pigel doesn't go on a Mizbech. The same Torah that says Chaz doesn't go on a Mizbech says Pigel doesn't go on a Mizbech. That's why I'm not following what you said.
No.
You seem to be telling me, first of all, the Gemara learns out of a drasha. But you seem to be telling me that there's a svara that if you put something that doesn't belong on the Mizbech, that you don't take it down. I'm not following that at all. In Svara? Without a drasha?
It's a
klisharis. Forget for a moment. The outside one is zichron, not a klisharis. And a klisharis is only mekad. And a klisharis is more limited than a mizbech. It's only mekadish as a royal. Right? So I'm not getting this. A klisharis is even more limited than the mizbech. Because it's only mekadish as a royal. What? Yeah. Without Zev, there's not a Shiloh. Without Psukim, anything possible is possible. There's no difference between Pigul, Noiser, Tomei, Ktoire. There's no, it's all one chalot. It's possible, it's possible. It's possible.
And Mizbeach makes absolutely no.
What do you mean makes no difference?
In other words, even if
it's awesome. There's no, without a pasuk, there would be no reason to assume that the Mizbeach makes it Roy. Even a klisharis can't do that.
Not Roy, but it's not to be taken down.
What? Zev, without a pasuk, not only there wouldn't be a svara for that, there'd be a chiyuv to take it down. Which is the struggle that everybody has here. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa to take it down. There's a chiv d'oraisa to take it down. That would be like saying the Torah says there's an iser koyin to marry a grusha. V'imol lo yered. The opposite. Every minute that he stays with the grusha, he's being over yisrael. Right? So if the Torah says you're not going to be marked on the mizbeach, by the way, it's inclusive in that. If it's on the mizbeach, get it off. There's an ongoing issue of keeping it on the Mizbeach. The logic is not to keep it on the Mizbeach. And that's Taka the Kasha that the Rishonim ask. The Rishonim ask over here that if there's an Isser to put Ketores on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, ever, there's never a time that Ketores goes on the Mizbeach, and there's an Isser HaKetora, so you better get it off quicker than you got it on. There's an Isser for it to be there. No, Zev, that's the big problem we have here. That the Chefza only works something which inherently belongs on the Mizbeach. And we did something wrong in the process. But here, it didn't even get to the destination. The Torah said this thing is not destined to the Mizbeach. This thing is not supposed to be on the Mizbeach. The issue that we had till now was Psulim. That's the whole nafkamina. The whole nafkamina between psulim and something that's not royal mizbeach is that psulim, their destination belongs in the mizbeach. But something went wrong in the process. In the process, something. By the way, what's the difference between nishpach dam al hachitzpeh, right? We emolo yerit, right? If you gather it from the floor and you put it on the Mizbeach, you have to take it down. And something that was just nitma, the blood became tamei. What's the difference? The difference is very simple. The blood that you never were makabel in the kli never had a destination to be by the Mizbeach. So there's no emolo le'yerit on something that doesn't belong there. There's no din not to take things off the Mizbeach. Once you makabel the blood in the kli, so now the blood has a destination to be on the Mizbeach. But what? Became tomei. So on that, the Torah was machadish, there's imolu l'yerit. Okay. Becomes lach mashal Mizbeach. But that's because I have something which really belongs in the Mizbeach. Something went wrong in the process, so therefore, it's disallowed me to continue. If I happen to put on the Mizbeach, basically I skipped over process and I put on the Mizbeach, so it reached the destination that it was destined to be, so it stays. But here you have the opposite scenario. It doesn't belong here. The Bechlal doesn't belong here. So this is really a plan. Actually, the approach that we took to learn the whole sugya from day one doesn't work now in this sugya. Because the way we were learning the sugya 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, of the holding of Molo Le'erit is, and the holding that is that concept is, there's two dinim to the carbon. There's one din avodas ha-carbon, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, those are all processes of the carbon. And then there's the ultimate destination, the Mizbeach. And the way we understood it till now was that if for some reason you skipped over the proper process, and it got to the Mizbeach is koiletit. Because it really belongs there. That's where it inherently belongs. So if it got there, even however it got there, it stays there. That's the whole idea. It's called the Mizbeach is koiletit. That was the whole explanation we gave. No, but if something doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, so how in the world does it become lach mashal Mizbeach? How in the world has it become lach mashal Mizbeach? That's a tremendous problem. To tell me, so l'chora that's the Gemara's question, because even the chitzim can't do that. So the Gemara says, well, the Pnimi has an advantage, because the Pnimi is not only a Mizbeach, but it's also klishomers. So on that, the Shita Mukobetzes asks, and Toises. So what does that do for you? Klishomers is also not Makadosh, something that's not Roy. If anything, Klisharis is even weaker than the Mizbeach. Because Klisharis is not going to be Makadosh, something that's Tomei either. If you put something Tomei in a Klisharis, it doesn't get Kedush, because it's not Roy. Klisharis is only Makadosh as a Roy one. Right? So Klisharis is weaker than the Mizbeach. Klisharis is more selective than the Mizbeach. Because a Kli Shoris, even if it's Tomei, it's not going to be Mekadosh. It has to be Roy for the Mizbeach, and for the Kli Shoris to be Mekadosh. So the Shita Mekubetzah says somehow, this is like a hybrid. We put the two together. It's a little bit of this, and it's a little bit of that. And it's a hybrid process here. It's a Mizbeach, and it's a Kli Shoris. It's true. As Mizbeach, we learn from the Mizbeach Achitzen, but for that, it's only Mekadosh Esohoi. And as Kli Shoris, it's also only Mekadosh Esohoi. But here we are both together, so we make a Yom Tov. That was Akasha. 0 + 0 = 0. If the Mizbeach can't be Mekadosh, something which doesn't belong there. And the Kli Shoris can't be Mekadosh, something that doesn't belong there. And now you have them together, that equals it can't be Mekadosh, something that doesn't belong there. How does that equal? Now it could be Mekadosh, something that doesn't belong there. And like I said, the strength of this whole problem is that the Mokar is the Mizbeach Achitzen. The Mokar is Mizbeach Achitzen. So how could it be better than the Mizbeach Achitzen? The whole Mokar of Olo Lo Yered is the Mizbeach Achitzen. That's what the Torah said, the Halach. So even if you're going to tell me Mizbeach HaPnimi has some extra mile, right? But you still have to revert back to the Mokar. The Mokar, that there's a concept of Olo Lo Yered, is from the Mizbeach Achitzen. And the Mizbeach Achitzen, if it's not Roy, it's Tered. So how could the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is only riding on the back of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, how could it override it? Now, there's a bigger problem, which we didn't get to last week, a bigger problem in the sugya, and that is that L'chora, if you're going to tell me, we actually did touch on this with the Chazon Ish, but if you're going to tell me that there's a din of Amol Eloyerit. In other words, if you take Torahs, let's give the case that we have. You take a Koimitz, and you put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So there's a din of Amol Eloyerit. Okay? Assuming there's such a halach of Amol Eloyerit. Yeah? So then, how do you ever have the issue of putting a Koimitz on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? When is the issue? Before you put on, there's no issue. When you put on, it's a Molo Lo Yered.
Yeah, but it's on you. This is on you, not on
the bed. No, but I'm just saying.
Law.
What?
It's one thing of pulling it up, it's another thing of pulling it off.
No, what I'm saying is like this. To put it on, what would be if somebody would put on the Mizbeach, not be makter it, put on the Mizbeach and not put it into the fire? Luchar, they won't be even this. I'll get to, we'll see a brisker up, but pastors. Let's say you took it and put on the Mizbeach, and went, oh, what am I doing? You took it off. And it never went on to the Yishim. You never were makter it. So, L'chari, you weren't over an Isra. Right? The Isra is to be makter it. The Isra is to be makter it. Okay? So, if you're going to tell me as soon as I put it on the Mizbeach, there's an Amol Lo Yered. Yeah? Right? So then, how does it ever... How? As soon as I put on the Mizbeach, there's a din of a Molo Lo Yered.
What's supposed to happen to it then?
Yeah. That's the kasha of the Briskov. The Briskov asks, which really is Merumas in the Rishonim, what's the issue of Molo Lo Yered? L'chor the Torah said Loisak Tiru, which means take it down. If the din is that once it's on, keep it on. So when did you do the issue? When you put on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to put on the Mizbeach, not for Haktorah purposes. Bad. So, because the assumption is that if you put something on the Mizbeach and you're not makter it, you're not over the Avera. That's the assumption. The issue is to be makter, right? Not putting on the Mizbeach. So if you're going to tell me that once the thing goes on the Mizbeach, meaning you walk up the Kevish, it's already on the Mizbeach. So now I'm all over here. Now I could be makter it already. Not I could. I'm supposed to. I'm all over here. So as soon as I get walking up the Kevish, meaning going onto the Mizbeach, is no issur yet. Right? By the time you get to the top of the Mizbeach and you're ready to do Haktorah, you're supposed to do Haktorah. So Where's the Isser? On the ramp? When are you being over the Isser? So you should know the Brisk Rav asked this kasha. Brisk Rav says, I don't understand. When exactly are you over the Isser Akhtar? He says, in Kol Yisro, any El Alok told him his Beach, who had some Akhtar, I'll shake him, I'll hear it. Kivon Shehelo mitzvah l'haktir, v'shuv ein Akhtar also. Kivon Shemalu l'yeldu. The Brisk Rav says, well, once you take it onto the Mizbeach, you're not supposed to take it off. So what? It's not supposed to be makter it. So what, how am I able to lay saktil? Once I get to the place of the Mizbeach to be makter it, there's already a preceding halacha of loyerit. So what am I doing wrong? That's his kasha. That's his kasha. What do you mean?
That one shouldn't be marked. That's the coin should be marked. The lo yorek is a din in the korban. That once it's there, it's stuck.
It's not stuck. There's a mitzvah now to be marked. I walked up to Mizbech. Let's just visualize this. I have a koinitz. I went up to the Mizbech. I'm holding now by the top of the Mizbech. I asked the rabbi, oops, wrong mizbech. Sorry, I'm in the wrong place here. I say, rabbi, was I over yet in history? He goes, no, you weren't over, you weren't machter yet, you're okay. Okay, what do I do now? Be machter it. Great.
But then it's
not I understand. I'm just telling you, there's no way, the kasha that they're asking is, there's no way to get to the Isser. It's not a question of what it's supposed to be. I understand. This wasn't supposed to play out this way. You were supposed to go to that Mizbeach. You came to the wrong Mizbeach. I get you. So if the Torah is just saying L'chatchila, no problem. But there's a lav. There's a lav in an Isser to be mocked through this. The question is, when are you ever over this lav? It's impossible to be over the lav. Because as soon as you get to the Mizbeach, there's a chiyuv to keep it there. I mean, the Sheet of Mekubetzes asks it this way. This is one way that the Sheet of Mekubetzes asks, how could there be a dinam ol ha'yerid? You have to take it off. I'll see Yisrov le'saktiru. No, but I'm just saying, you can ask the question this way, you can ask the question that way. But the problem is it doesn't work. You can't have both of them. If there's a din of a mala l'yered, there can't be a saktar.
Because it could override.
If there's an issa right now of loy saktiru, then you don't put it on the mizbeach.
Not allowed to.
So you don't do it.
But once it's there, then maybe the din of the korban overrides.
But you aren't even issa yet.
So it takes away the issa.
So how do you ever have the issa?
So how do you ever have the issa? But that's what we just finished saying. You're not over in Isser until you bring it on top of the Mizbeach and put it on the fire. You can never have this Isser happen. That's why the Chazon Ish, this is one thing we did get in. The Chazon Ish wants to say that if you take Torah and you put it straight into the fire, you're over loisaktil. You have to take the Torah, put it on the Mizbeach. Now there's a din of loyerid. Now your taka can put on the fire. There's not a way to bypass the issa. If you first landed on the mizbeach, in other words, you have to actually put it down. And that's the case. The case of imola loyerid here is not where you took it and put it straight without stopping. You put it onto the fire. You put it down on the mizbeach. And then there's taka din of loyerid. And now your taka not over the issa. It's a huge ukimta. That's what the Chazon Ish says over here in the Likutim, in Vav. That's what he says. He says that the idea here is that you first put it on the Mizbeach. On the next page. Yeah. Somei ala Mizbeach. Put onto the Mizbeach. Now, the Mikdash David, the Mikdash David, will ask the same question by Balmum. Because we hold by Balmum im Olo Yerit. So we hold if a Kohen, let's say a Kohen shechted the Balmum, and then put on the Mizbeach. So we paskin Yerit. We paskin it goes off the Mizbeach. But Rebbe Kiva paskins im Olo Yerit. Keep it on the Mizbeach. So he asked, the Mikdash David asks, how do you ever have the Issa Balmum? Same question, the Briscoe. Meaning, before you makter it, you're not over the big makter Balmum. Once you bring it on the Mizbeach, loiter it. So the Mikdash David asks, so you should never be chayiv. According to Rebbe Kiva, it's Balmum, no loiter it. You should never be chayiv. So he says, the Mikdash David says, it's not shaykh to be mechayiv akhtar. He says, no. He says, Tzorech Loimari says, Shahalol Mizbeach Chelik Min HaKtorah. V'lochein Yesh L'chai V'al Guf Ha'alo. U'la'acha Shekvar Helo, Shuv Lo Yehid. Big Chiddush to make this stuff. Not like the Briskilov. Malan the Mizbeach, that's this. Obviously, L'shem HaKtorah. Obviously, if you brought up the Mizbeach, not with Das to be mocked, he won't be either. But the Mikdash David wants to say, because of this kasha, that in a chanami, there's an isra halal just to bring it on the Mizbeach. Yeah. He's saying you're over the isra of Haktorah by Loisala. Yeah.
Now, if somebody took it off.
That is a new halacha. Imola Loyerid, that's a new halacha. But I'm saying that's a new halacha. Yeah. I get an Isra for being mal on the Mizbeach. That's all.
Aren't there instances where you have this strange situation where you could to do something, but it's an Isra, like when you could do an Isra and prevent somebody else from doing a bigger Isra? Or is it a
your case is totally not the material at all. If you're talking about Oymer Maldam Chatei, Bishwil Shiz, Kachavarach, that's an entirely different idea. That's not intrinsic, meaning there's no mitzvah to take the bread out of the oven. There's actually an issur to take the bread out of the oven. But you're allowed to take the bread out of the oven to save the issur Shabbos. So basically what's happening is there can't be a mitzvah to take the bread out of the oven and it's an aver. No, that you don't have. That's called mitzvah sebekach. That's like the mitzvah of being miyabim your sister-in-law. That's not an aver. That's called mitzvah sebekach. That's the place that says you can't learn asay decholos say from yibum because it's mitzvah sebekach. So to tell me that this happens to be you're doing an aver to preserve something, that's possible. But here there's a chiyuv to do it. To do this, not I'm doing this act to preserve. This is a that's called mitzvah sebekach. That's why everybody's struggling here. Because if there's an intrinsic halacha of imol lo yeved, the whole thing doesn't make sense. That part doesn't make sense. That's the problem. So there's got to be something. So our basic problems here is that number one, the Mizbeach HaPnimi shouldn't be better, cannot be better than Mizbeach HaChitz. Right? That was our main problem. Our second problem was that even after the Gemara gives you Kimta, it's a Klisharis. Still no better, because Klisharis is worse, is less effective than the Mizbeach. It can't be Makadah something that's not right. Our last Kasha that all the Achronim are asking is that La'achar HaKol HaMedubar, how could it be that there's a din of Imola Lo Yerid? Then what's the Isser exactly? To take it to the Mizbech without being mocked, there's not an Isser. That's what, because of this Kasha, the Mikdash David wants to say that the Halah is, yes, the Halah is called part of the Haktorah. And you're even Isser by the Halah. That's the Isser. And a Chanami, once you bring it up, the Isser goes off, because there can't be a mitzvah, which is, you're not supposed to do. And a Chanami, basically, you had an Isser to be Malet. And now you have a Chiv to do Haktorah. That's what comes out. But It's a dover muzer. It's a dover muzer to say that the Isra is not haktara when that's the lashon of the psukim. But that's what comes out of it. That's why most don't want to learn like him. Most don't want to learn like the Migdash David, because the pashtus is that the Isra is haktara. That's the Isra. And again, by Balmum, this thing explodes, because according to Rabbi Kiva, every Balmum is a Molaloyer. You have the same problem. Every Balmum is a Molaloyer. So how do you have the Isra Balmum? You bring it on the Mizbech. Till you bring it on, you're not over. Once you bring it on, you have a chiyuv to bring it as a to leave it there. So that's the problem. So therefore, I would say that the main nekuda here is we have to understand pshat in the Gemara. And the bottom line is that the Gemara makes a distinction between Mizbech HaPnimi and Mizbech HaChitzen, that this is not stam a Mizbech, this is a Kli Shamas. That's what we have in the words of the Gemara. Before we get to any of the Rishayim and Achrayim, that's how the Gemara explained it. So we have to understand those words. If we understand those words, then maybe we can understand what's going on. Now, what's the mile of a Kli Shamas over a Mizbech, and what's the mile of Mizbech is over a Kli Shamas? The mile of a Kli Shamas is over a Mizbech is that a Kli Shamas is a Mekadosh. Kli Shamas gives Kedusha. Meaning, Kli Shamas gives something a new status. You take something that's chulin, you put it into Kli Shamas, the Kli Shamas brings a new status to what's put into the Kli Shamas. That's the koyach of a Kli Shamas. Be'etzem, the Mizbeach doesn't have that koyach. If you took a mincha, and you wore a makdash in a Kli Shamas, you put on the Mizbeach. So with all the koyach of the Mizbeach, it doesn't. It doesn't do that. That's not a koyach that the Mizbeach has. Mizbeach doesn't have such a koyach. Kli Shamas has such a koyach. But a Kli Shamas also has a chsar. The chsar a Kli Shamas has is that once something is possible, it can't give it a new, it can't give it that status. It doesn't have the koyach to give it that status. Because the whole koyach of a Kli Shamas is to create a status that's worthy. In other words, a Kli Shamas, its whole strength is to create a status that's worthy. In that regard, the Mizbeach has a koyach that the Kli Shamas doesn't have, that the Mizbeach could take something which had a psul, and the Mizbeach is koyled it anyway. The Mizbeach somehow. So that alone needs understanding. How taka, what's the mechanism? Why is the Mizbeach more effective than a Kli Shamas? We know a Kli Shamas is more effective than the Mizbeach. That we know. That it could change the status. It could take chulm, make it kachim. Right? It creates a status. But a Kli Shamas has a chesaron that it can't take something that's possible and make it kosher. The Mizbeach has a chesaron to a Kli Shamas that it doesn't create a status. It doesn't take from chulin and make kosher. But it has a mila. The mila it has is you put something that's tummy over there, something that had a psul in it. And in many instances, there's a halacha, imoloi lo yerit. The Mizbeach keeps it there. So what's the hechen adayne din el haydin? And the answer, l'chayre, is that the Mizbeach's koyach is that it's a mokum avoida. The Kli Shamas is not a mokum avoida. Right? The Mizbeach is a mokum avoida. So the Kli Shamas is not a mokum avoida. The Kli Shamas is just machsher something. It makes something roy to do avoida with it. The Kli Shamas itself is not the avoida. Right? That's in that regard, the Mizbeach has a mile over the Kli Shamas. That the Mizbeach is not a facilitator. It's part of the process. It's the avoid itself. That's the koyach of the Mizbeach. That's the koyach the Mizbeach has that the Kli Shamas doesn't have. Right? And that's why the Mizbeach can bypass something which was possible. Because it doesn't have to make it worthy. It doesn't have to make it worthy. It just has to be that there's an avoida happening. And once an avoida is happening, it's kaltei mizbeach. That's the concept of mala lo yered. Once it's on the mizbeach, it's kaltei mizbeach. The Kli Shamas' whole koyach is to prepare something. So if it's not roy, it can't prepare it for that purpose. If it's not roy for that purpose. Now, in Molo Le'Yerid, I think there's one simple hakira you have to clear. There's two ways to learn a Molo Le'Yerid. One is the simple way. The simple way to learn a Molo Le'Yerid, clearly the way many understand it, is that it's a regular haktar. In Molo Le'Yerid is a regular haktar. There's no different. The only difference between a Molo Le'Yerid and a regular haktara is a regular haktara is l'chatchila, and there's a b'di'evit. But it's using the same mechanism as a regular haktara. That means, if you take a murim dat atar, you put on the mizbeach, it's haktara. If you take a murim that are tamein, you put on the mizbeach, it's haktara. They're both, it's the same thing. The only difference is, a murim dat atar, l'chatchila is supposed to be makter. And a murim dat atomei, you're not supposed to l'chatchil. But once you did it, basically, Molo Le'Yerid is like saying haktara b'di'evit. Nothing more. It's regular haktara. Same thing. When the Torah gave us this new pasuk, Zois Torah Sa'oila, Molo Le'Yerid, all the Torah was saying is, there is such a thing as haktara b'di'evit. There's such a thing as haktara l'chatchila, and there's such a thing as haktara b'di'evit. And if you made haktara b'di'evit, you keep it. Keep it there. Right? That's the... Now, the other way to learn is no. The other way to learn is that the Mizbeach, this din of Molo Le'Yerid, is a new halacha. Not a regular haktara. There's a new halacha that kochim that go on the Mizbeach. Even though they're not roif haktara, you should make it lach moshel Mizbeach once it's on the Mizbeach, assuming that it has certain conditions, as kedushas haguf, assuming that it has certain baseline, it meets certain baseline requirements. So now there's a new halacha of Molo Le'Yerid. It's not a regular haktara. It's a key among this new din called the Molo Le'Yerid. So I wasn't mekayim the regular mitzvah haktara. There's a new pasuk in the Torah, Zayis Torah Sa'ila, which teaches you that if a carbon became tameh, if you put on the mizbeach, there's a new mitzvah called him Molo Le'Yerid. It's Tameh. Status didn't change, and it will never be able to be Roy for regular Haktara. But there's a new mitzvah called him Molo Le'Yerid. That's a new status. It takes on a new status, him Molo Le'Yerid. Right? So we could say, Oy Bazoy, it's a very simple Nakuda. Very simple Nakuda. That really, it's that second way of learning. And this I have a raya, Rav Shach understood it this way. Rav Shach says it beferishly, but I want to get to the Gemara's chiluk. If you look in Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, here, look at the Olam Hazda of Avi Ezri. Everybody's got it? No? Okay, I'll read it to you. See, he says like this. He says, he's basically trying to explain the problem that we had. How is it that you leave it on the Mizbeach if there's an Isser to leave it on the Mizbeach? Right? What's going on? How could it be in a Molo Le'Yerid if there's a Lav of Lo Yisaktir? Doesn't make sense. Right? So then there's no Lav of Lo Yisaktir. Zokter of Shach. Listen to this lashon. She'ein kavanas hashita mikubetes l'chalek bein l'chatchila l'bidiyevet, which is exactly what we were talking about. We're not saying there's a difference if it's l'chatchila b'di'evet. Okay, it's the bottom of the first column. It's like four lines up from the bottom. Hello. Kavanosoi lechatchila shehu maybe k'tora zora lehakter oi she maybe mincha alam ezbeich apnimi zehu alav. The lav is to take k'toras and to be makter it on the mizbeach l'shem haktora. Then you're over the lav of lois haktir. Says Rav Shach, ma she'enke im hela k'toras oi hela k'toimetz. May Adin and Molo Le'Yerid Maktirin? Ein Zeh Beglal Begeder Alav. That's not the love. Sha'aktor also Yumidin Amesuyim in Molo Le'Yerid. The Ein Zeh Aktor L'Shem Kob. Fascinating Rav Shach. Meaning exactly what we were discussing. That there's two ways to understand the Malolo Yerid. One is, it's a b'diavad haktar. Once you did it. So if that's the way you understand it, it makes no sense. Because if b'diavad you're supposed to be makter it, so you're never going to have the avera. Because whenever you get to the top of the mizbeach, it's a b'diavad. And now there's a din Malolo Yerid. The Torah says, when you walk up the mizbeach and now you're on the top, now you have a choice. You can either go down, reverse. You could be makterit l'shem k'taris. Or you could leave it there midinim ola l'yerit. If you leave it there midinim ola l'yerit, you're talking out over the Issa. You're talking out over the Issa. Because I'm ola l'yerit. You understand? So Mamela, that's why you're talking out over. So Taka, if you would leave it on the Mizbeach Midin, I want to be Makhtarit Kteris. I want to be Makhtar Al Smincha. You'll be over love. But I'm not. There's a new dictate from the Torah called the Malolo Yerid.
And therefore there's no Akhtar.
And therefore it's not it's a Hakrova of the Malolo Yerid. Midin or Malolo Yerid. On that, no. If you did it, nothing to do with the Chazon Ish of Kimpton. If you did it l'shem Haktorah, you're right. If you got to the top of the Mizbech, you're a Talmud Chacham, and you go 1 second. I'm not allowed to be here. This is the wrong thing. But there's a halacha called the Malolo Yerid. So I'm leaving it here now. It's a Malolo Yerid. I'm putting it into the fire. You're not over. But if you put it l'shem Haktorah. You're not, or you're a bad guy. Then you're over. All we're saying is, there's a new thing called the Malolo Yerid. So if you're doing it, I'll start dinner of a Malolo Yerid. You're in business. Exactly. Exactly. Now I want to explain to you very simple. So now you'll understand the difference between Mizbech Achitz and Mizbech Apnimi. It's Mamish Fasayim Yushak. It's so clear. The difference now between Mizbech Achitz and Mizbech Apnimi. Because this all works, the Malolo Yerid, this new halacha, only works if inherently this thing Be'etzem belongs on the Mizbeach. So it could either be on the Mizbeach Al Haktorah, or it could be on the Mizbeach Al Malolo Yerid. But something which inherently doesn't belong here, right? Something which inherently doesn't belong here. So, how is there in a Malolo Yerid? The only way for it to be the Malolo Yerid is if right now a status is created on it in Malolo Yerid. For that I need a Din Kli Sharis. You understand? For that I need a Din Kli Sharis. If I have something which Batsim belongs on the Mizbeach, the Shaila is Amad, there's a Lav of Loisak Tiru. So fine, so now I leave it here out to Malolo Yerid. But it belongs on the Mizbeach. So I don't, it has an underlying association to here. I don't need now to associate it to the Mizbeach. It has an underlying association. The only problem is there's a Lois Aktivu. So for that, there's a din you could do with me din Malolo Yerid. So you're okay. But now I find myself on the Mizbeach Apnimi with the Kaimitz. So I have two problems. Besides from my Lois Aktivu, which I'm not going to have al tzedin of a Malolo Yerid, I have to create a status that it belongs here. So for that I need a klisharis halacha. Because for that I have to give kedusha. I have to give it an association. The regular carbon inherently has an association to this mizbeach. Elamai, but yeah, but there's a lav. It's tamei, it's this, it's that. There's a lav. Fine. So that lav only says, don't put it here b'taras haktorah. Put it here b'taras Malolo Yerid. But if the thing be'etzem doesn't belong here, now I need to create a status to associate it to the mizbeach. So for that, I need a klisharis. So a klisharis can't do it because a klisharis can't create a din hakrava because it isn't a mokam avoda. But the mizbeach has the maila that it's a mokam avoda. So Mizbeach has the Maila that it could simultaneously be an Avoida and a Klisharis. But Vasachas, only the Mizbeach could wear those two hats. Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now again, the Mizbeach HaChitzen, if you put something on a Mizbeach HaChitzen that inherently doesn't belong there, so now you're lacking in two things. You're lacking in the, you have an Isser to be Makhtarit. By the way, if you leave it on the Mizbeach HaChitzen Midinim Olo Lo Yerit, you're still not going to be over the love. You're just not, there's just no, you're not being Makayim anything either. Let's say you took something that was not Roy for the Mizbeach HaChitzen, and you put it on L'Shei Nim Olo Lo Yerit. So you're not Mogat. You weren't over anything. Because you did it L'Shei Nim Olo, you didn't do L'Shei Makhtar. Right? But the Mizbeach HaPnimi has the koyach also to be Makadish something simultaneously. So now, it can also create the status of a Molo Le'erit. You understand? Imolo Le'erit is a valid Mizbeach status. And therefore, the Mizbeach has the Maila that now it can give Kedusha for that status. But it's simple, why? Because the Mizbeach HaChitzen is not a Klishavis. So the Mizbeach HaChitzen can't promote anything new. The Mizbeach HaChitzen can't promote something new because it's not a Klishavis. The Mizbeach HaChitzen can only tell you, okay, you know what? There's an Isser to do it Peteris HaKtorah. Do it Peteris HaMolo Le'erit. But it can't create a new status because it's not a Klishavis. Whereas the Mizbeach HaPnimi is a klisharis. So it has the mile of Mizbeach. So therefore it has this underlying concept of Imolo Le'erit. Right? But it doesn't belong here Bechlau, so it needs to be Miskadish to belong here. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi has that mile too, because it's a klisharis.
So where do you see that different than any other klisharis that doesn't have that mile? You put something in a normal klisharis.
I just explained it, but I don't care. I'll do it. I would say this 50 times. I don't care. The Mizbeach HaPnimi has the Maila that the Avoida is happening simultaneously with the Kedusha. So therefore, it is Roy. It's Roy for Molo Le'erit. You're only being Mekadosh for Molo Le'erit. By Mizbeach HaChitzen, exactly. No, by something which Batson belongs on the Mizbeach, I just need to get rid of the Haktorah problem. But something which doesn't have a place here needs to also get Kedusha to be here. You understand? So the Mizbeach HaPnimi has a Maila that is an Imolo Le'erit potential because it's a Mizbeach. Because it's a Mizbeach, it has a potential of Imolo Le'erit, but it doesn't have Kedusha for Molo Le'erit yet. But the Mizbeach HaPnimi is also a Klisharas. So it can also create a status. So now that it's on the Mizbeach, I have both the status, it's really for Molo Le'erit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The way Rav Shach is learning, I don't need it for it to be, like this is a shtickle steer. That's the whole problem with the Shita, if it's a klisharas only mikadosh masharoyloi. But that's all assuming that Imolo Le'erit is a bidiyevet. But if there's a new lechatchila status called Imolo Le'erit, so then the whole kasha falls off. Because now I'm being mikadosh it for the din of Imolo Le'erit.
So if I
go
but that can only be
in
a klisharas
that has an
avoida
associated. Exactly. Doesn't have that. Every other cliché is just a machshir to give kedusha. That's the point. So now, that answers the question we were banging our heads last week was 0-0 equals 0. Teretz is not 0-0. To hear the Mizbeach and cliché are complement each other. The Mizbeach brings in the status called the Molo Le'erit. And the cliché gives a kedusha for that status. Huh? No, because they never got Kedusha Zaguf. Here, the Koimitz got Kedusha Zaguf.
Before.
Yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't. It got Kedushas HaGuf. Yeah. It got Kedushas HaGuf. Okay, we'll stop here.